It's a scene that has become all too common in Bangkok. Residents slogging through knee-deep water. In some parts of the Thai capital, tensions boil over. Even as Bangkok residents try to carry on, there's the realization things could be much worse. Mark Bartolini is a disaster expert with the U.S. Agency for International Development. He says the slow-moving floodwaters in Thailand gave people time to prepare and reduce the damage. That's not always the case.
Development gains can be lost overnight. Years and years of billions of dollars being spent on countries and governments as well in terms of their investments.
Bartolini says Thailand and other countries have proven to be resilient, but still there are concerns.
Whenever you're in low-lying flood-prone areas and the populations grow and grow, you're bound to have problems periodically. And again, with climate change, we're seeing more and more of this.
The U.S. is giving $2.7 million in aid to Southeast Asia to help it recover from the floods. But it's also trying to share something more, lessons from its own catastrophe. In 2005, Hurricane Katrina slammed the U.S. Gulf Coast, flooding New Orleans, and sending desperate residents to their rooftops to await rescue. U.S. officials are working with officials from across Southeast Asia to improve disaster preparation and communication. Speaking via Skype, MIT urban planning expert Balakrishnan Rajagopal says that's not enough.
Cities have to think very hard about, you know, how they grow, the kind of technology that they use when they grow, and the way in which they anticipate problems and take measures to prevent those problems from becoming a crisis.
Rajagopal says the use of concrete in growing cities like Bangkok contributes to floods by paving over natural drainage systems. For now, many Thais are just trying to hang on, waiting for the waters to recede. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.